Well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio sitting next to my co-host, Ryan Goldberg. We're talking about the economic forecast for Michigan here at the Detroit Economic Club at Motor City Casino. We've had some great conversations so far. We've talked about energy. We've talked about furniture industry. We've talked about downtown Detroit and development with Bedrock and their CEO, Jared Fleischer, just now. And we now are joined by Rich Homburg, the president and CEO of PBS here in Detroit. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. And a proud member of the board of the Detroit Economic Club.
Well, you and I both. Yeah, we're both happy to support this great organization. I think this is one of the luncheons that is most anticipated of the year. It happens every January.
It's a milestone. And it's like stellar set your year right now, right?
That's right. Yep. Well, there's a lot going on at Detroit PBS, and we're going to talk about it today, and it's a critical part of the infrastructure of our community. It helps bring light to areas of our economy and education and a whole bunch of other issues. You just named three new Board of Trustees members. You have a bunch of news you're making, I think, even today. So tell us about what's happening at Detroit PBS.
There's a lot going on, and obviously we've come through the federal funding challenge, and We plan a long time to be ready for a crisis, as you well know, Jeff. But we've come through that very well. The reaction we've had from this community has just been spectacular. We had 67,000 members a year ago. Today we have 80,000 members. People have stepped up magnificently to fund everything we're doing. We closed the gap this year, and now we go to work on how do we build the future. But through the partnerships and how we've rebuilt the station and really... You know, we're partners with virtually every major organization in town. You see us a lot at the Mackinac Conference, obviously, and right here are great partners at the Detroit Economic Club. But today we are announcing a very significant partnership that I think will touch a lot of people's hearts and literally touch their souls, as we are announcing today a major partnership with Christ Church Cranbrook and a number of other organizations around issues of faith in Detroit and better understanding of faith in Detroit. The Lilly Foundation out of Indianapolis is supporting this effort. Christ Church brought us in, and we've been working on the plan for about 6 months now with Reverend Danaher, just spectacular people. Yeah. How do we better understand each other and the role of religion and how we all see faith and how much it's changed, how young people see faith, how church attendance has changed. We've spent the past about 5 years working with the Black Church Leadership Group and understanding the importance of churches in the Black community, but in every community. So where is faith today, and how do we think about that, and how do we get a more shared understanding of that? But it goes to what we are as an organization. How do we partner with the community, understand issues, and how help we drive common understanding of those issues?
I was going to say that common understanding in a very polarized world that we see. It's us versus them. It's red versus blue. It's, you know, so many divisions that people are kind of gravitating to, but bringing us together, finding the common touch points, the touchstones that allow us to have conversations about what we care about together, really important. So thank you for that work.
Well, it's absolutely there. I think you have enough coverage of the crisis in every area of society.
Yeah.
How about if we try to bring as much energy as we can to driving understanding? What do we have in common?
That's right. It's amazing when you get opponents together and you start talking about, well, what can we agree on? There's usually a lot.
Absolutely. When you look at our state's literacy challenges, when you look at employment, when you look at higher ed, there's a lot of work to be done. But if we slow it down and say, let's get this done together, that's not a foolish notion. I'm not naive. It's hard work, as you know, Jeff.
No doubt.
Rich, you referenced in the early part of your remarks the federal funding cuts. So give us a sense of what that looks like and how would you go about making up some of that shortfall that exists now?
Well, about 15% of our revenue came from the federal government, and equally important, there were some foundational services, infrastructure, emergency services, rights to music and things like that that were provided out of D.C. That funding has gone away. For us, it was about 15% of our funding. We had to make some changes internally, but we're also in a big city, and as I always say, in TMICIA, we operate in service to the most important city in America, Detroit. Think about the Upper Peninsula. We have 4 million people that we serve in Southeast Michigan. They may have 500,000.
Yeah.
We have one transmitter on our TV side. They have five. They've got bigger infrastructure challenges, smaller populations. The biggest impact of the federal funding cuts will be rural and the distant rural communities that are going to struggle. But we've built a Michigan Learning Channel. We're in business basically with all six stations in the state. We're meeting now on a regular basis to talk about how do we solve this together. We have almost a perfect map of station: Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Saginaw, Central Michigan, and then Northern Michigan University. The entire state has service provided by PBS stations. How about if we work together? We've been doing that now for about 7 years.
You know, we were just talking to Rachel Stewart, the CEO of Gardner White, who brought Astora to downtown Detroit. We talked to Jared Fleischer about the Hudson's building and all that Bedrock is doing and the energy you feel here in the city. You just brought your headquarters back down to the city. Talk about that.
Well, you look for a long time for the perfect what we discovered over time was it's not just a building, it's a convening space. Come to our building and the partnerships that we've built. So if you think about how do we bring in the entire region, how do you bring in Monroe, how do you better serve Macomb, how do you build a facility that can bring the community into it. Think about the crossroads of I-75 and I-94, an incredible building that we were able to purchase, 120 parking spots outside, 50,000 square feet, and we are building what were a community hub that will house the public television station, the WRCJ, the public radio station that serves classical music. So we're very excited about that. Come to our place and let's do this together.
Well, when can we visit is the question.
As soon as I get the funding done. Yeah. I've been dealing with this other thing.
But
we are in the midst of a capital campaign, and we expect to break ground at the end of the first quarter. But a lot of work to be done, obviously.
So speaking of funding, what can our listeners do to support the future of PBS and in general public broadcasting?
Well, listen, watch, and get invested in the station. People come to us for things that are important to them. So if your love is around the environment or travel or British dramas, watch the station, but become a member, obviously, but also become part of what we talk about members. We also talk about subscribers. How do we bring together communities? We're doing a lot of work around the issue of caregiving. We're doing, obviously, a ton of work around faith. We're doing a lot of work around the environment and the importance of the Great Lakes and the automotive industry. How do we bring you into that work and be worth your time and worth your investment, and then become a member and use Passport? I'm not allowed to say that it's the Netflix of public television, but some people have said that. So get involved with the station.
So you're just repeating what you heard.
Right? And by now, when we're getting it right, support us. When we're getting it wrong, call us. You know, we are very, very committed to listening to the community and responding to them.
What's your favorite program for listeners to check out right now?
The News Hour, because every night at 6, a balanced 1 hour deeper conversation. If you're finished with the argument on either side or all sides, come to the PBS News Hour and listen to a very balanced newscast that is dig in and understand the issues.
All right, so 6 o'clock tonight, we're gonna tune in. Rich, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the work that you do in our community, and for bringing us together for those common touchstones. Rich Homburg, President and CEO of Detroit PBS. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, alongside Ryan Goldberg, President and CEO of DFCU Financial here at the Detroit Economic Club. We will be back in just a few minutes with some engaging conversation around Michigan's economic future.